Oh my God, I know. Monica's gonna have a baby. Hey, can this count as for something new? Oh my God. Oh. Hey, do you think this is my camera took off? No, she had to have just taken that test because I took out the trash last night.
Oh,
God, this is turning into the worst wedding day ever. The bride is pregnant, the groom is missing, and I'm still holding this. Okay, Phoebe, we cannot tell anyone about this.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, wait, do you know what kind of birth control she was using?
No, why?
Just for the future. This is hardly a commercial for it.
No, I talked to Joey on the set. He hasn't heard from him. I talked to Chandler's parents again.
You told them he was missing?
No, I made it seem like I was just calling to chat. Pretty sure they both think I'm interested in that.
Yeah. All right, we've got to tell her that he's gone.
No, hey, we can't.
Ross, she's going to start getting ready soon.
Well, can't you at least stall her a little? I'll go back to some of the places I went last night.
All right, well, how much time do you need?
Well, how much time before she absolutely has to start getting ready?
1 hour.
Give me two.
Then why do you ask?
Okay, wish me luck.
Okay, I'm going with you.
Why?
Ross, you're tired. You've been looking all night, and clearly you suck at this. All right, I'll see you guys later. Okay, wait, do you know how you're going to stall her?
I'll figure something out.
All right, good luck. Hey! Okay, so I thought we'd start with my makeup and then do my hair.
Okay, but before you do that, I need you to talk to me.
About what?
We're gonna get married!
No, you will? The bright guy sits around the corner. Okay, are we done with that?
No, Monica, I'm serious. Oh, maybe I should just forget about it. Become a lesbian or something.
Any woman would be lucky to have you.
Well, maybe it would make me feel better if I slept with Joey.
Rachel?
Are you okay?
Hi, I have a little problem with the schedule. See, originally, I wasn't supposed to work today, and I have this wedding that I really have to be at. It's my best friend's, and I'm officiating, so I really can't work past 4.
Joey, you've got to stay until the end. We can't stop filming just for you. It's not like it's your wedding.
I'm having surgery.
What?
Yeah, I just made up the stuff about the wedding because I didn't want you to worry about me, but I'm having surgery today.
What kind of surgery?
Transplant.
But you're supposed to work on Monday.
Hair transplant.
But you're not bald.
It's not on my head.
Look, Joey, there's nothing I can do. Besides, you're probably going to be out by 4 anyway. We've just got one short scene. It's just you and Richard, and God knows he's a pro. You'll be fine. Morning, Richard.
Hey, you're here. Great, great, great. Let's get going, buddy. We got a scene to shoot.
I'm wearing 2 belts.
Are you drunk?
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
So this is your office.
How did you guys find me? I knew I should have hit at the gym.
What the hell are you doing?
Panicking. And using the internet to try to prove that I'm related to Monica. How is she?
She's fine. She doesn't know you're gone. And she doesn't have to know. Okay? Now, come on. We're going home.
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
Because if I go home, we're going to become the Bings. I can't be the Bings.
What's wrong with being the Bings?
The Bings have horrible marriages. They yell, they fight, and they use the pool boy as a pawn in their sexual games.
Chandler, have you ever put on a black cocktail dress and asked me up to your hotel room?
No.
Then you are neither of your parents.
It's not just their marriage. I mean, look at yours. Look at everybody's. The only person that can make marriage work is Paul Newman. And I've met me. I am no Paul Newman. I don't race cars. I don't make popcorn. None of my proceeds go to charity.
Look, Chandler, right now, no one has a lower opinion of you than I do. But I totally believe you can do this.
I want to. I love her so much, but I'm afraid. Too huge.
You know, okay, you're right. It is huge. So why don't we take it just a little bit at a time? Okay, forget getting married for a sec. Just forget about it. Can you just come home and take a shower? Well, that's not scary, right?
Depends on what you mean by we.
The nights are the hardest. But then the day comes, and that's every bit as hard as the night. And then the night comes again.
Today's night is hard, I get it, okay? Look, Rachel, I'm sorry. I have this for getting ready. I'm getting married today.
I know. At dusk. It's such a hard time for me.
I'm going to put my makeup on. We have to be at the hotel in an hour.
Okay. Oh, wait.
What?
Well, let's go to lunch.
I can't go to lunch. Right.
Oh, good God, I've fallen down.
What's going on?
Okay. All right, honey, listen. When I tell you what I'm about to tell you, I need you to remember that we are all here for you and that we love you. Okay, you're really freaking me out. We can't find Chandler. His vest. We can't find Chandler's vest.
How can that be? Oh, wait, are you serious?
Found the vest. Oh, well, I mean, we're going to have to keep an eye on it, you know, make sure we don't lose it again.
Oh, wow. Okay, don't scare me like that, okay?
I mean, for a minute there, I was like, oh, my God, the worst has happened.
So you two were married, huh? What have you, just drift apart?
Here comes the bride. Oh, my God, Monica.
I want to wear this every day. You look so beautiful.
I'm so happy for me.
Hello?
Hey, did Chandler show up yet?
Yeah, we got him back. Everything's fine.
Damn it!
What? Why? Where are you?
I'm still on the set.
Yeah, but you get so pretty. It's in less than an hour.
I know. I'm sorry. The guy's drunk. They won't let me go until we get this.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to find another minister.
No, I'm the minister. All right, look. Put them both on the phone. I'll marry them right now.
Oh, Joey, I have to go.
Hey, don't you hang up on me. I'll marry you and me right now. I have the power.
There you go. You put on a tuxedo. Now, that wasn't so scary, was it?
No.
I'm telling you, just a little bit at a time.
Yeah, okay, well, what's the next little bit?
Getting married. Okay, but you can do that too, just like you've done everything else.
Yeah, you're right. I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me for a minute.
Well, where are you going?
Well, I'm not going to run away again. I just want to get a little fresh air.
Okay.
Oh, fresh air.
Wait, maybe you're overreacting. You do that, you know. We gotta do something. You know, I mean, there's no way Joey's gonna make it in time, so I'm gonna go through the hotel and see if there's any other weddings going on.
Okay. Oh, but don't tell them Monica's pregnant, because they frown on that.
Okay. Enough Sasaki's. Papa Sasaki's wedding. Excellent. Congratulations. Mazel tov. Hi. Oh, right here. Listen, I need you to perform another wedding. Can you do that?
I don't know. Are they Greek Orthodox?
Yeah. They're my friends. Monica Stephanopoulos and Chandler Acidopoulos.
Hi. Has anyone seen Chandler?
I thought he was with you.
He was with me. We're playing a little game, you know, hide and seek.
You can't ask us, son. That's cheating.
You're right. Thanks for keeping me honest, Dad.
Well, I better not come by here. I can't see the bride in the wedding dress.
As I recall, when we got married, I saw the groom in the wedding dress.
But that was after the wedding. It's not bad luck then.
Honey, it isn't good luck.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Hey, how's Chandler doing?
Great. He's doing great. Don't you worry about Chandler. Phoebe, can I see you for a second?
Yeah. What's going on?
Chandler's gone again.
Oh, my God. Why would you play hide and seek with someone you know is a flight risk?
Aaron, you gotta let me go. The guy's hammered.
I'm sorry, Joey. As long as he's here and he's conscious, we're still shooting.
You wouldn't happen to have a very big fork.
So, I just talked to the director. That's it. We're done for the day.
Will you finish the scene?
Yeah, you were wonderful.
As were you.
So, I got your cards right outside.
Thank you. You're welcome.
No. We gotta go. Hey, come on.
Here we go.
Is that my ass?
There he is.
What?
You're not getting away this time, mister, unless you want that ass kicking we talked about.
What?
I'm serious. You're not walking out on my sister.
That's right. I'm not.
So where the hell have you been?
I know about Monica.
You know?
What?
Yeah, I heard you and Rachel talking.
What? Talking about what?
You don't know?
No, what? If someone doesn't tell me what's going on right now...
What, you liar?
Monica's pregnant.
Oh, my God. And you're not freaking out?
Well, I was. And I went down to the gift shop because I was out of cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
Take a picture, please. So when I was in the gift shop, that's when I, saw this. Yeah, you know, and I thought anything that can fit into this can't be scary.
Well, you obviously didn't see Chucky 3.
But come on, look how cute and small this is. So I got it to give Monica so she... No, I was okay.
Dude.
Way to go, son. I knew you'd find him.
the boy is getting married.
Oh, look at you. So handsome.
You're beautiful, Mom. You look beautiful too, Dad. I love you both. So glad you're here.
Are you Chandler?
Are you Joey? This is nice.
What?
I've never walked down the aisle knowing it can't end in divorce.
I wish your grandmother lived to see this. She's right here. It's not that old crone, my mother. Congratulations, darling.
Love you. You look beautiful.
Is this new?
Not now.
Okay.
Who is this?
I'm Father Karavetsos.
He's Greek Orthodox.
As are you.
Let us begin. Dearly beloved,
that's my line!
I can take it from here. Dearly beloved, I'm sorry I'm a little late. May be confused by this now, but you won't be Memorial Day weekend 2002. Well, let's get started before the groom takes off again, huh? We are gathered here today to join this man and this woman in the bonds of holy matrimony. I've known Monica and Chandler for a long time, and I cannot imagine two people more perfect for each other. And now, as I've left my notes in my dressing room, we shall proceed to the vows. Monica?
He took off? Chandler, for so long, I wondered if I would ever find my prince, my soulmate. Then 3 years ago, at another wedding, I turned to a friend for comfort. And instead, I found everything that I'd ever been looking for my whole life. And now, here we are. With our future before us. And I only want to spend it with you. My prince, my soulmate, my friend. Unless you don't want to. You go.
Chandler?
God, that's okay. Monica, I thought this was going to be the most difficult thing I ever had to do. But when I saw you walking down that aisle, I realized how simple it was. I love you. Any surprises come our way, it's okay because I will always love you. You are the person I was meant to spend the rest of my life with. You want to know if I'm sure?
You may now kiss the bride. So, I guess by the powers vested in me by the state of New York and the internet guys, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Oh, wait. Do you take each other?
I do.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Rings? Oh, crap. Okay. No, let's do the rings. We good?
Yeah, good.
Once again, I pronounce you husband and wife.
Now kiss her again.
I know about the baby.
What baby?
Our baby.
We have a baby?
Phoebe found your pregnancy test in the trash.
I didn't get the pregnancy test.
Then who did?
Look at them. Oh, and they're going to have a baby. Uh-huh.